Pygmy hippos look cute and docile, but they are as temperamental as their huge cousins, who kill more people in Africa than lions and leopards every year. Fact, says that person. Thanks for that. Big news in Waterford City. A portal has opened up between Waterford City and Brno in Czechia. John Grubb is there for us, live at the scene. John is co-director of the Wintervale Waterford Festival. Hello, John.
How are you doing, Ray?
You're at the portal. You're standing at the portal.
I am in out of the rain. I'm under the roof of the Apple Market in Waterford City.
Ah, yes, yeah.
And I am standing in front of a gateway to Brno in the Czech Republic.
Yes.
I am waving at a little boy. He's wearing a kind of grey hoodie now, and he looks like he's having a great time over there at their Christmas festival.
And are they, what, they're a couple of hours ahead of us, are they?
They're 2 hours ahead of us.
2 hours, sorry. Yeah. So it's nearly half five over there. Yeah, so it's dark.
It's kind of coming in dust now. You can kind of see their Christmas lights, but it's a pretty grey day in Waterford, so you can see our Christmas
this
lights
as well.
It's pretty magical down here.
Well, this is a good year to have a portal, isn't it? How did it come about, John?
Last year we found out that we were made a City of Christmas, which is this European award. There's one for each city under 100,000 residents,
right,
and one for over. Uh-huh. So Waterford became the city under 100,000, the Winterville Festival, and Brno were the over 100,000. So we said to try and link them in one way. So we've created this Dolben-like structure in the middle of the Apple Market in Waterford. And between 2 and 8 each day, we open up our gateway to Brno.
Right, and is it related to the Dublin one, or is it something you did independently of the Dublin one?
We did it completely independently.
Right.
We just thought it was a really nice link. We met with the group that produced the festival out there, and their tourism people, and we just wanted to link us somehow. We were kind of regaling so many stories about each other's festivals when we met. We said, let's try and join them up a little bit.
Yeah, so it's open from what till what, did you say?
It's open from 2 to 8 every day in the Apple Market in Waterford.
Yeah.
It kind of coincides with our festival, which is each weekend. The Winterville Festival is on in Waterford, Friday, Sunday. Loads of events around the city, all on winterville.ie. And the gateway is a tiny part of this huge festival.
Of course, of course. How many years is it going now, John?
We're 12 years old, would you believe?
Wow.
I think it's really special. I always think Winterville is Waterford people kind of showing off. It's a festival kind of created by Waterford people. All the traders around here, they're all kind of Waterford based.
Yeah.
The events that we produce are kind of from Waterford. So I think it's real. My own company, every event, we grew out of the festival. You know, we started it kind of on the back of there is a big kind of landmark festival within Waterford City, and my own company, everyone, grew through this, you know. And
great.
Well, we're all very proud of it.
And there we are standing in out of the rain. That's lovely as well. They've put a roof over a square down there.
If great country to put a roof over, wouldn't it, Ray? I'm looking at a man now. He's wearing lovely glasses. He gave me a big thumbs up there now in the Czech Republic. But yeah, it's a lovely little centre, and it's a lovely little... I'm standing beside this big Christmas decoration infinity ball, but there's great vibe around the city,
yeah.
Even though it's raining.
And it's brilliant that, well, I didn't know that your European City of Christmas, which is a big accolade to receive. And did you get that from the man himself, the man in red, or who gives out the award?
The man in red arrived a couple of weeks ago into here, and we were just overwhelmed by the crowds out to see him, as we are every year. But no, it was a man in a more navy suit now gave us this.
Right,
one.
Did he? I'm just wondering.
It's a great acknowledgement for, like as I said, 12 years of work, and it was like, as I said, everyone in the city has been involved in this festival in some shape or form, and it's their city of Christmas.
I'm just wondering, will the man in red use the portals, because it'll speed up things because that's the busiest night of the year. I don't know how he does it, getting from A to B and around the world, from Australia to America and up to Canada and Alaska and all those places.
I'm not sure if his magic embraces the technology, but I'm sure he should now, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he should. Now, there was obviously, and you would be well aware of the fact that when the Dublin portal was opened with New York, it didn't run smoothly for the first while. Have you had any problems down there in Waterford?
Very well-behaved crowd down here. There's a man giving a peace symbol here now at the moment over. So we all, it is a moderated, but it's moderated very quietly behind the scenes.
Yeah,
so we just knock it off at them. But we haven't had any, so we're lucky in that way.
So it's random enough, the linking with Brno in Czechia. I'm wondering, are there many Czechian people in Waterford?
We're lucky to have a couple of great stories around the festival. I mean, I know one person who works on the festival who lives in Ireland now from Brno, and he was organising his family to be there at a certain time, and they met across there. Yeah. And the more stories we get like that, the better. And I will hope to share some of those on social media. Because I think that link is a real beautiful part of it.
And I think as it gets closer to Christmas, it's going to be darker. There's going to be more lights. There's going to be more people dressed Christmassy. And I think that will encourage more hellos and more exchanges across the portal.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Like, it is getting lovely engagement. And there's beautiful moments where you can see two kids trying to touch each other through it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
That's beautiful.
I'm just looking at their population is just short of 400,000. So it's a big enough city. It's one of the three largest cities in Czechia, is Brno. And it's spelled, just in case people want to look it up, it's spelled B-R-N-O. B-R-N-O.
They're famous for their Christmas markets out there, right. And they become a real kind of destination as a shopping destination. Uh-huh. I haven't been there myself now, but it's a beautiful city from all I can see. I'm here looking at this magnificent Christmas tree and the real old style trams passing by in the background. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's there for everybody to see. It's part of the Winterville Waterford Festival. And as you say, John, it's only a small part of a huge festival that's been going for 12 years. Good luck with the rest of it. It's just weekends. And then from the 18th of December, it's full time.
All the way to the 23rd. Come on down to Waterford. We're only down the road. And all our events are on winterville.ie.
Great. John Grubb, co-director of Winterville Waterford Festival. Thanks so much for talking to us today. See you, John.
Thanks, Ray. Good luck. See you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.